Hi, Stephen. How are you doing?
This is a girl in my class, and she's six, and she went to see the dolphins at Ocean World.
Oh, that's great, honey. Why don't you go read this book?
And my brother went to the dollar and change and had to go to the hospital, and at my house, not this one, the one where we lived before, I had a turtle, and they could only be there for 2 minutes, and then they die.
Hey, little superhero, what's new?
Look out.
Nothing.
Hey, little superhero.
Hey, Mom, the other day, you know what you're trying to do? Where the jelly store you mixed in? But that's because it's messing it. And then this kid in my class, and he threw a pencil at the teacher, and it landed in her hair. And did you know it's on the yard?
Life goes on, and so do we. Just how we do it is no mystery. One by one, we fill the days. We find a thousand different ways. Sometimes the answer can be hard to find.
She's having a wonderful time on her vacation. Says they're treating her like royalty.
Well, they're treating her pretty well, huh?
No, she's had her top off on every beach in the Mediterranean.
Laverne, do I have to know this?
Well, give her a break. She spends the whole year undercover.
Oh, by the way, Charlie may drop by. I referred him to an allergy specialist in the building.
Don't get me wrong, Doctor. I don't like to pass judgment on.
Please. You were saying, go on.
There's just something about that, Charlie, that annoys me no end.
Look, I admit he has a few faults.
A few faults? Are we talking about the same guy that wants his ashes scattered in Cindy Crawford's panty drawer?
All right. But underneath that exterior, Laverne, is a... Well, he... He is... If you look at it a certain way, Charlie is a guy who... lives next door to me.
When somebody loves you, it's no good unless they love you. Yeah. All the way. Sinatra. Hey, Tex.
I happen to be from Arkansas.
Yeah, like there's a difference.
You know, all you Yankees.
Hey, Laverne. Your hair looks good like that.
Say what?
Your hair, it looks good like that.
Really? You know, I had this done 3 days ago and no one around here said anything.
I like it. Oh, hey, Harry. Excuse us, a little medical guy talks. Harry, man to man. This allergist, he's not going to give me a shot, is he?
Oh.
Hey, I really like your hair like that.
You know her?
Nah, but it's a great line. You know, women are always doing something to their hair, so the odds are pretty good. Watch this.
You did me already.
Okay, here we go. Come on, Ginny, let's go. Yes, come.
Hey, you forgot your wolf man. I suppose I could catch him if I ran. When somebody loves you, that's no good unless he loves you all the way.
Excuse me, Frank. Can I have a specimen cut, please?
Carol. It's 1 a.m. I thought you were gonna, you know,
come out to the garage.
I'm sorry, Patrick. I've lost all interest in sex. My libido is a shriveled, dried-up shell of its former self.
Let's give it a try anyway.
Patrick!
Carol, it's been 5 days since you finished jury duty. You nibble at your food, you haven't slept, we barely talk. You gotta do something to pull yourself out of this.
Patrick, do you know what it's like to send a man to jail to stand up and say, we, the jury, find the defendant guilty, guilty, guilty?
Well, maybe you shouldn't have said it that many times.
You're not helping.
Carol, the guy was guilty. He deserved to be sent to the slammer.
Slammer? Patrick, please. My mind is already filled with horrific images of where I sent this man. Do you have to use such graphic language, slammer?
Sorry. Let's call it the Sugar Plum Palace.
That helps. Thank you. Thought I was doing society a service, and it's made me a nervous wreck. I need to find some way to clear my conscience.
Good idea.
To truly do penance, I should sequester myself for the same amount of time as that sorry soul I put away.
I was thinking more along the lines of a margarita.
Wait a second. I think I'm onto something. If I can just find one poor tormented soul to help.
How about me?
No. No, I need to find some place where I can work with criminals.
Fine. Well, I'll be in the garage committing a crime of passion. You can join me if you like.
Oh, Doctor, thank God you're here. Can you get me a professional discount on a lobotomy?
Are you kidding? I'll do it myself. What's wrong?
Last night I had a dream about someone, and now I'm worried.
Oh, Laverne, I've told you before, that premonition nonsense. It's nonsense.
No, not that kind of a dream. A dream.
A dream?
The kind of dream where if you'd find a magazine about it, it'd be wrapped in cellophane.
What?
A sex dream.
Laverne, it's perfectly natural to have dreams like that.
Not about this person.
Why, is somebody in the hospital? It's Sanders down in radiology, isn't it?
No. It's someone you know very well.
Oh, my God, it's me, isn't it?
A sex dream. And thanks for conjuring up such a lovely visual image right after breakfast.
Okay, who is it?
Charlie.
Charlie? My neighbor Charlie? You had a sex dream about him?
And you won't think it's so funny if you find my lifeless body hanging from the ceiling fans going round, round, round.
Come on, Laverne. So you had a sex dream about Charlie. It doesn't mean anything.
It doesn't?
No, no. You just saw him yesterday, right?
Right.
Well, sometimes the mind records certain people in your subconscious and then recalls them while you're sleeping. It doesn't mean anything.
Oh, thank you, Doctor. Phew. That's the load off my mind.
Good, good. I'm just glad I could be of some help. Charlie!
When
going to be meeting someone from my catering company.
This is very commendable, Miss Weston. Not many employers are willing to hire ex-convicts. May I ask how you heard about us?
Oh, I saw Congressman Langford on TV. He says this halfway house is one of his pet projects.
Well, since this is your first time, perhaps we should start with a less hardened criminal. Let's go upstairs and meet some computer hackers.
No, no. I want a challenge. I want a lump of clay that I can mold into an upstanding member of society.
Yo!
See, here's someone who looks like he must be interested in making a positive change in his life.
No, here's someone who's interested in watching Days of Our Lives.
Carol, this is Jake Carlson. Jake, Carol's looking for somebody to work for her.
Keep looking.
He's not for you. No one can do anything with him.
Oh, really? Jake, I want you to know that whatever you did to get here, you are a human being, and that is the only way I see you. You can't be afraid to touch them. Just out of curiosity, though, what did you do to get here?
I ate too much.
Oh, that hardly sounds like a crime. What did you eat?
A family of six in Wisconsin.
Jake.
All right, burglary.
Maybe we should meet those computer hackers now.
No. No, look at him. Abandoned by society, abandoned by his loved ones. Oh, no, Mark, no. This is the man I want. Jake, I'd like to offer you a job.
This is your last shot, Jake. You blow this one, you're right back in the slammer.
Do you mind if we call it the Sugar Plum Palace?
Okay, the bunny cookies are done.
There now, see? Wasn't that more fun than pistol whipping a man in Hartford?
6-1.
Jake, you've been working here all morning and you've barely said a word. Except for that big word you said when you slammed your hand in the oven.
I'm here to do a job.
Are you afraid of intimacy? Of getting too close to people?
I've been taking showers with 40 guys. What do you think?
Jake, you're very armored. I think that there's a frightened little boy inside of you struggling to get out.
Well, actually, he's in my van. Relax, lady. I'm just kidding.
Oh, you. Jake, let's talk. You need to open up about your life, your childhood, your hopes, your dreams.
I was sent here to work.
The work can wait.
Yeah, but I don't want to get hassled by the halfway house. I don't want to go back to jail.
Oh, you'll never have to worry about that.
Why not?
Jake, I sent a man to prison once, and I could never deal with that guilt again.
Let me get this straight. Are you telling me that you feel too guilty to send a guy back to the joint?
That's exactly how I feel.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Could you get me a dozen of those bunny cookies, please?
With these dreams I've been having, I'm afraid to fall asleep, Lurline. Well, in last night's dream, Charlie was a gladiator in ancient Rome. I was his slave girl. I had to oil him up. It's kind of like...
Hi, Laverne.
I gotta go. Caesar's here.
Hey, Laverne. I like your hair.
Already used that one.
Have I said you look like you lost a few pounds?
Why don't you wait for the doctor in the waiting room?
Right.
Do you read Jack and Jill magazine?
Yeah, it's the only crossword puzzle I can do without making up words. Usually.
I see. By the way, you forgot your Frank Sinatra tape. You left it here last time you was here.
Oh, that's where it is. No wonder I didn't score last night.
What?
I have this tape specially made with subliminal messages. Drives women crazy. They can't stop thinking about me.
subliminal messages.
Hey, what'd you think of it?
I don't know.
Too bad. It's the Gladiator tape. Do me a favor, will you? Give this to a friend. I believe in sharing the wealth. Let's see. Six-letter word for the last name of an egg, Humpty Blank. What is this? The issue for gifted kids?
Oh, yes, Jake's working out wonderfully. There's nothing he can't do. But it's all in my report. Oh, no, Mark, I should be thanking you. Goodbye. Oh, Jake, there you are. Did you finish that article in Psychology Today?
I laughed and I cried.
Then do you think you could help me with these pots and pans?
I'd really like to, but it's time for Oprah.
Oprah? We've got an awful lot of work to do.
Yeah, but it's about children who are abandoned by their fathers and how they cope, and, well, I really think that I should see it. That is, if it's all right with you.
Oh, of course you can watch it. I'll do these pots and pans myself.
Are you sure?
Absolutely.
Oh. Hey, how's it going?
Oh, Patrick, having Jake here is a rewarding and satisfying experience.
Satisfying experience. I could use one of those.
Patrick.
Carol, I hardly ever get to see you anymore. You know, ever since you hired this guy, you've been working harder than ever. Where is he, anyway?
He's working through some difficult personal issues.
Hey, where's the remote?
On the desk.
He's watching TV?
Oprah, he needs to see it. You know, you have no understanding of the rehabilitative process.
Oh, this is crazy. You're doing all the work, and he's watching TV. Hey, I am going to straighten this clown out right now.
Can I have a sandwich?
You want that on whole wheat or rye? Can we get him something?
In my class, and he has Nintendo, and once, can we chop some milk from Mao's nose while we were on the bus?
Oh, that's great, When is your mom coming back?
She'll be back soon. And once, my cousin who lives in Minnesota...
Yeah, wait, let's see. Let's see if I can find you a lollipop. Quickly.
And so, when I went to the car place with my dad, there was a guy there.
Whoa, Sinatra, all right. Hello, Dr. Wexner's office. Oh, hi, Laverne.
There's a real full table.
Can you get coffee?
And did you know that one?
Laverne, hold on just a second. There's somebody who really wants to talk to you.
Hi. Oh, and there's a kid in my class. And he can bend from all the way backwards.
Hey, what's with all the noise? I was trying to sleep.
I'm trying to reach the almond croissants you knocked behind the stove.
What were they doing on top of the stove anyway? You know, I could have burned myself.
They were cooling, Jake. It's the last step in a six-hour process of making them.
Well, look on the bright side. I had some earlier, and they were a little bit dry.
You think you could help me out here?
Nope. Back problems.
Back problems? From what? Over-reclining?
No, I...
What?
Well, my dad used to beat me when I was a kid.
Oh, Jake, I'm so sorry. I didn't... Wait a second. I thought you said your father abandoned you when you were a child.
Oh, yeah, he did. But then he used to come back to beat us at Christmas.
Okay, Laurence Olivier. You to do those dishes and clean up that back room.
You're yelling at me.
You're damn right I am. I thought you were someone who wanted to better himself, but now I see that you were just conning me. Con, which must derive from convict. Ha ha ha, that just occurred to me. From now on, there will be no more eating, no more sleeping, and no more TV. Now get going on those dishes before I kick your butt across this room.
And then what are you going to do, send me back to jail with that other guy you sent up? Huh? Time for Jeopardy.
Hey,
I need to talk to you. What are all these people doing here?
The reporters, Carol. They know all about what's been going on with Jake.
Oh, God, look, I can explain.
Carol, I want you to meet Congressman Langford. Congressman!
Yeah?
Carol Weston.
Ah, Carol. I wanted to congratulate you on your good work.
You do?
Yeah.
Miss Weston.
So you really felt this man had the potential from the very beginning?
Well, he just seemed like he needed help, but you should know the truth.
How does it feel to be the first person in the program to achieve this kind of success?
Success? See, that's what I'm trying to straighten out
here. I mean, weren't you
here.
Afraid working with this hardened criminal all by yourself?
Well, I...
Especially someone as feminine and attractive as you.
It wasn't easy. To me, and perhaps to me alone, Jake just seemed like a decent person. And despite the warnings of others about his potential for a pathologic and aggressive behavior, I decided to soothe his savagery with compassion and understanding.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, I have a brief announcement to make because of Miss Weston's fine work. I have hired Jake Carlson to come with me to Washington as my personal chef. He'll be a constant reminder of Miss Weston's outstanding accomplishment.
Miss Weston, come here for your reaction.
Good. I'm going to talk to the congressman for just a second. Congressman, you don't know what's been going on here. Jake is a manipulative, lazy con artist, and all those reports I sent back were lies. Sir, I'm so sorry.
How many people know about this?
Just me and my boyfriend.
Keep it that way.
But, sir, we're rewarding a man who did nothing.
So most of us get elected. Well, here comes the man of the hour.
Great photo op.
Hey, will they be able to see this in a state pen?
Oh, yes.
Oh, great. Hi, Mom.
When somebody loves you, it's not gonna last you love you. Jack.
Morning, Harry.
Morning, Charlie. I love you, Spartacus.
Hello?
Hi, is Dr. Weston there?
No, Dr. Weston's not in, but can I take a message?
This is Stephen. Tell him I'm feeling better.
Okay, Stephen, anything else?
And so yesterday, I saw a show on cable. But not the big TV in the living room, but the one in the kitchen, and the kid in my class had these baseball cards, but they didn't have gum in them. And so the other day, in the cafeteria...